We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
We went to Taste of Dublin and we were having a skit. We just did the cook-off and there was these gorgeous,
oh my god,
these older women. They were so lovely and they were like,
"Now get me a gun." Because I'd have taken a bullet for
literally,
all of them.
Literally, the three of them, they were out for the day and they were just having their drinkies, having their food.
And they were wearing the glamorous kind of summer hats.
Yeah, they were just glamour personified. Yeah. In their 70s, I want to say, right?
Yeah, probably.
And then
70s.
They were like, "Jesus, you were gas up on stage, aren't you? Hilarious."
They were like, "What do you do? It's a radio program, is it?" We were like, "Yeah."
And then one of them was like, "How long have you been together?" And I goes, "Oh, Kevin's not my boyfriend." And she goes, "Oh, sorry about that. And then their friend came over and was like, "Jesus, you were great up on stage together." And then she was like, "Susan, they're not together, they're not a couple."
She kept going, "They're not an item, Susan.
They're not an item. And then she was like, "I know that, I was just saying." She's like, "I know, just because they're gay doesn't mean they're an item."
Oh, we were screaming laughing at them.
It's your favourite queers back in your ears. It's I'm Grandmam.
Hey girlies!
I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam! Woo! Live from Nuala Kirby's Conservatory.
We're back again. What is it, 78? Episode 78?
It's 78.
Madness, how the time flies.
We're down in Cork. It's a million degrees.
It's so very, very warm, but it's also overcast.
I'd love to be weathermen. Would we ever be weathermen?
I said that to you before. I said that's one of my like life goals.
But make it funny. Weatherman. Instead of being like, just like telling them the weather, being like, "Girls, you're going to be roasting at the weekend." Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'm going to be given like, I'm going to be dressed.
As what it's going to be like.
For the weather, you know what I mean?
And then, like, so saying it's going to rain, you come out in a yellow jacket and I throw a bucket of water at you.
That kind of vibes. And then if it's like going to be really cold and like snowing, I'm going to do like frosted tips on my beard.
Gorge, and the lashes.
Yeah, to give you like Jack Frost vibes.
Is that too slapstick?
It's a bit too slapstick, is it?
Anyway, if you want to book us to be the weatherman, people.
Can we do it together?
Weather duo.
We can make it happen, I feel.
It's getting hot, hot, hot and we start to strip.
That's the thing, it would just result in us stripping, I feel.
It's getting cold, 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 and we start to strip.
Anyway, girlies.
There's a hurricane, it blew off my clothes. We start to strip, you know what I mean? Sex appeal, sex sells. Anyway.
We're back at it, and thanks so much for the response to the last episode.
Back. Yeah.
Honestly, we're still on a high from it.
I love it.
And everyone who was commenting saying that their acne has been cured, depression has been lifted.
I love it.
And the crops have been watered. You're absolutely welcome. It feels so good to be back.
It does. It is laugh. Now, it does feel like we just recorded, but it's because we did the music video and everything.
We did the music video and everything. Girls, you were shaking and rightly so.
Also, can we talk about Beyonce and Drake getting jealous there and dropping their bops when they saw we released ours?
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like I heard Beyonce was actually meant to drop hers the same day as ours and was like, "Oh my god, the Young Grandma and Girlies are dropping a bop.
Yeah, so
let's hold off.
Let's hold off.
On Renaissance, rebirth."
What do we think?
I adore it. I think it's just like, oh, it's perfect.
What did she say? She said something about like,
fuck your job or something.
It's like, yeah, that she says that, obviously. Yeah. Everyone quitting their job.
Included. Bad podcast.
Hi, PJ. But then she says something like, femmes in the front, doms in the back or something.
What's that about?
And then I say, that's a queer bop.
That's a queer reference.
Yeah.
Also, she's doing it in Pride Month. Like,
she knows what she's doing.
If you're going to release music after taking that amount of time off, I think that so much thought goes into it.
She's pandering to the gays.
She's pandering to the gays. And you know what? We're...
But also, Drake is pandering to the gays.
I'm loving Drake's album as well. And like, I never thought I'd hear myself say that phrase. But loving the album, because it's given a bit... House is given a bit like... Bop.
Your pussy's calling my name is a lesbian bop.
Is that the name of a song?
He goes, your pussy is calling.
Oh, you heard that?
Or like, if you're a cat lover.
You could be a cat lover.
And like...
It's a cat anthem. It's a kitty cat anthem.
It's a kitty cat anthem.
Kitty cat purr.
No.
Now... The one thing about Drake's album, I don't know what song it is, but you know the one with the squeaky bait?
Yeah.
Wreck in my head.
Do you know
I had
so
to turn
funny?
It off. I had to turn it off.
I was streaming it in the gym, and when that came on, I goes, Kevin's going to hate this song.
I hated it.
I knew it straight away.
I was like, what's the point of having a squeaky bait? Like, I presume it's to replicate the sounds of sex.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it? But also,
or jumping on the bed.
It just sounds like a squeaky bait. It sounds kind of not premium.
Yeah, but like, I think you just want it to be relatable.
Relatable, maybe.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, let's talk about the real bop, and that's Fastlane. Thank you everyone who streamed it and who's commenting on the music video. Now, you could stream it a bit more.
Now, adore ye to beats, but are you all watching the video on Instagram as opposed to streaming the actual song?
Yeah, because like, the video on Instagram's getting loads of views and then the song is getting no streams.
I thought we were viral there for a second. I was like, oh my God, I was checking the charts. No mention of us. No mention of us there. And then I was like, what the heck? And you said, there's how many views on it?
On Spotify, I think there's like nearly 2,000 streams or whatever.
That makes me want to get sick. That's the height of embarrassment. Me telling everyone, yes, the song of the summer.
And as well, 1,000 of the streams are from me.
I've been listening to it non-stop, but then all the girlies are like, oh, I'm listening to it non-stop as well. Are you, baby?
Is it a bop or are people just lying to us? It is. No, I know a bop when I hear it.
Feck, is it not
no,
a bop?
No, we just, self-belief, babe. Do you know what I did last night? I watched J-Lo's documentary on Netflix.
People said it's very good.
That girl has been knocked down. She's all, everyone's saying she's shit her whole life. Her mom, she came home and she was
who
like,
said J-Lo's shit?
Everyone's saying she's shit. They're all saying she can act. They're saying she can't sing. And then she's like, well, I'm getting all the hits. And even when she was meant to perform at the Super Bowl, yeah, they goes, you can't do it on your own. You have to do it with Shakira.
They threw Shakira in as
and
well.
And she was like, it's so funny because in the series, she's like, why the fuck do I have to do it with Shakira?
Who's Shakira?
She's like, who's Shakira? I don't even know her.
Oh, bless
but
her.
But even now in the, I'm not going to ruin the documentary, but she's like, she's obviously put her whole pussy into Hustlers.
Same as your mam doing the orchids in the extension.
Side note, girls. My mam can do a lot of things, but one thing she can do very, very well is maintain an orchid. Wait, I'll show you on the Patreon girlies are getting the visual.
So, that's the one thing we never mentioned last week's episode. If you're on Patreon, Patreon people are getting the full video recording of this as
like,
well.
Like, I'm sorry, Nick.
Sorry, but are they real? Are you telling
they're
me they're not full?
They're real.
They're gorgeous.
And do you know what she does? Do you know what, like, it astounds me because, you know, like sometimes you buy an orchid and then all the petals fall off and you kind of just throw it out.
Is it the rice water?
No, I don't think she'd be doing that. I don't know what she does. Secrets, like.
Yeah. But she was a florist.
But she, like, there's one over there now and it has no petals on it. And I'd be like, are you going to throw that away? And she'd be like, no, it'll come on again. And I think the main thing she does is believe in them.
Belief.
So if your plants are dying, it's because you don't believe in them, babe.
Also, if you're a gay fella and you have a load of plants in your room, like the majority of gay fellas, right, who have their own room, stop calling yourself a plant, dad. You just have a few
that's
plants.
That's an ick for me.
It's an absolute ick.
That's
or like, daddy to a few plants. You're not.
You're not.
Have a few plants in your room.
Yeah.
And so does the majority of gay men
like,
in the world.
I'm not going to put my Instagram bio, furniture dad, because I have a couch.
Do you know what
I mean?
Stop saying
it's just
that.
It's the thing that you have in your gaff. Anyway, J-Lo like smashed Hustlers and everyone was like, you're going to get a Golden Globe. You're going to get an Oscar. And she didn't get anything.
Did she even get a nom?
But they were hyping up like every, they're like, oh my God, you got this. And she was like, oh my God, it's finally my time. Like after like, it's been so long
things
since
snubbed.
I was even nominated.
Yeah.
She was nominated for Selena. And then.
The series.
No, the film she did.
Oh, was that a film?
Yeah.
What was the name of the series she was doing where she was working in the supermarket? That was ages ago. That's early J-Lo.
I love all of her films back then, like Made in Manhattan.
What's the one where she used to go on the run?
And she kills your man.
She kills your man.
That's another good J-Lo one. Is,
what's that?
I don't know.
What's the one with Jane Fonda? Monster-in-law.
That's
is
brilliant.
A classic, isn't
that's
it?
Brilliant. Yes, so she's fat, but everyone was saying she's shit.
And is this the J-Lo ep?
This is the J-Lo ep. Jenny from the Block. But anyway, it just shows you that, like, she kept getting knocked down. I don't obviously feel too sorry for her because she's a millionaire. Like,
yeah.
But, like, she's very humble and she's just a hard worker.
You know what? I think there's something about J-Lo, and I don't know what it is. It's a je ne sais quoi. You can't put your finger on it.
Star power.
But you know those celebrities that you feel like, or they create this sense that you would get on well with them.
Yeah.
So Harry Styles is another, just to kind of segue to him. Because he's performing in Dublin this week,
I'd go for a swim with him, so as I
and
would.
And he's just been captured, like, going for a swim in those bats in Dublin.
What's it called? The Vico bats?
Vico bats.
We're not sea swimmers, so we don't know.
Not sea swimmers, but anyway, Harry's doing it, I'm like, am I a sea swimmer?
I'm going to have to.
I might, but would I have a tiny willy in the swimming togs?
Yeah, obviously, but everyone does. Like, so
everyone kind of does. I say Harry is a big willy in the swimming togs.
I say he does, all right. Watermelon sugar high. But, like...
I need a bag of cans with him as well. Does a crate of Guinness? Or a
brilliant.
Slab of Guinness?
But also, I'm...
Harry with the Guinness farts. Hot.
I wouldn't want to be in front row.
I would.
But there's loads of reels of him going around on Instagram.
Yeah.
And like, if you... So it's weird. I think I watched one Harry Styles video.
And they're all coming up.
All of my explore pages is Harry Styles reels. But in
how
his
bad.
Concert, he does this thing where he takes a swig of water and he spits it into the air on the beat.
Like a wrestler.
Yeah, and it's so hot. So cool.
Really
Steve Austin vibes.
See, you know, when I was younger, I used to always have the fights with my brother about who get the remote on a Saturday morning because Shane would always watch wrestling.
Yeah.
And I hated it. But then on the mornings when he did get the remote, I would be mesmerised by it at the same time.
Wrestling is so gay.
It's so gay. And I'd also be like, when the wrestlers did spit around the gaff, I was kind of like, do I love it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
This is filthy. We're going to have to
this
move
is kind
on.
Of filthy for
what
the first.
What else happened? Oh my God. Yeah, we talked about last week. So we're doing obviously visual teasers for the podcast.
Yeah.
And last week you were getting dragged to filth in the
What's
comments.
The story there? So I was wearing like, it was actually vintage. You know I love my vintage bits.
An eco-friendly upcycling queen.
She's an upcycling queen. So I was wearing this like vintage top.
Well, is it vintage or is it just second hand?
Oh, second hand.
Yeah, it's like, not vintage top.
Well, it's vintage. It's probably older than 20 years, is it?
Is that what?
Yeah.
What classifies a vintage item?
Oh, older than 20 years. I remember when my nan was going to the hospital before, and the doctor was seeing her over something. My mom loved him because instead of saying a woman of your age, she said, this would be quite common in a woman of your vintage. And my nan was weak.
Camp. Was he gay?
Camp. He was gay. On gay as well. My godfather came up to the gaff yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And we'll go back then to...
Yeah, we're all over the shop.
We're all over
but
the shop. But that happens
continue.
When we're back in the season. But my godfather was upright. And my dad now breaks my heart because it's so feckin' cute.
Mm.
But he'd be mad producing the magazine that we're on the cover of.
Oh.
The GCA magazine. So he'd be mad. He'd be like, come here. Did you see this one? Now, I say my godfather doesn't know what I'd be up to.
Yeah.
You could have told my godfather now I wasn't living in London the last 9 years and he'd have believed it. love him to bits. Lovely man. Pure cork.
Which
right.
Your dad's proudest punch with the
proudest
man.
Proudest punch producing it. Now, it's stressing me out because, you know, the way in Ireland, I suppose it's actually in most countries, when neighbours or relatives or anyone is called over, it's usually based around tea
and
biscuits or cake. And they're all touching the magazine and they're sipping their tea and they're eating bits of cake and they're going, Jesus, that beautiful images. And they're getting crumbs all over and I'm going, I don't have many copies. And I want to take it away. And I'm like, but I'm also like, it's so rude that they would just be like touching it.
So can you get your creasy paws off that?
And I want to seem relatable still. Yeah. I don't want them to think, oh, I'm on the cover and it's all gone to my head. So I'm like...
Imagine if you go, put that down to all your hands are filthy.
But no, but also... Susan, put down the coffee cake if you're going to be
grubbing
it up.
Your grubby mix.
But it's so cute because my dad literally is like, look at this. But the best was my sister's boyfriend has moved in, right? He's moved into the gaff, basically. They're both moving to Cork and they're moving into an apartment next month. So they've had to like move into the family home for 2 weeks. It's honestly like a youth hostel back home. There's seven of us and it's stressing me out. I was inside. I had to go into my mum and dad's bedroom this morning to do a call. Like,
brilliant.
Lying down in the bed. But anyway, my godfather was there, right? And he was looking at the magazine. And he was like, no, bear in mind, now I've the tits out for half it.
Yeah, and so I'm in the high leather boots.
He goes, geez, those boots are massive, man, your man. He's from the north side, like. And then I was mortified now, to be honest, when he was looking at it because
brilliant.
I was like, does he even know I'm gay? Does he have ears and eyes?
Yeah, literally.
But anyway, my sister's boyfriend came down and she was at work.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, And then my mum is like, oh, this is the boyfriend then. Next thing. Jeez, nice to meet you. Kevin's boyfriend, is it? Lovely to meet you. Your mum didn't know what was going on. I was like, I heard my name be mentioned in the kitchen. I was like, what? My mum broke her shit laughing then. Couldn't get over it.
Brilliant.
What a scream. Anyway, back to the top.
Sorry, that's hilarious. Anyway, there's top. You all commenting going, it looks like Kevin works on Supermax and the Omniplex and I was dead.
Oh, doll.
Because they're not wrong.
No, I've never seen the inside of a Supermax. Don't be comparing me to Supermax at all.
No, were you not loving the hot chocolate and ice cream muffins and Supermax?
So there's no Supermax in like the south side, really.
Oh, really?
No, they're all of the north. It's kind of a north side thing,
isn't
it?
It's kind of a north side thing.
Isn't it really?
The amount of hot chocolate muffins and ice creams I used to get. Really? On Main Street, yeah.
We used to do them on the school tours. Is there like a halfway point somewhere with the Supermax in the garage?
Yeah.
And you'd all be feeling sick then on the bus journey back.
You'd be dying.
Do you remember when the lads used to have the bands and they used to touch one of your pressure points and they'd be like, oh, it stops me getting sick. And I'm like, no, it's just a watch.
I used to be mortified for them.
Did you have one?
No, if someone had them, I was like, you're a nerd.
I used to just be mortified for anyone getting a bit sick on a bus.
But as well, like,
have you ever been in a moving vehicle?
And you have the sweatbands with the little thing. That's not doing nothing for you.
That's not doing anything.
That's like when the lads have the, I don't know, I'm not a doctor, but you know, the
magnets.
Lads have, yeah, on their wrists for arthritis. I'm like, doll, you're
no, that's
to,
all made not, up.
That's all made up.
I'd say, no, we're not doctors, but no. All made up. Also, on the last step, there were a lot of people, boys specifically, in Ireland and further afield who were had to be consoled at the news that I have a fella.
There was more, I heard there was mourning. I heard people like came together in their house and mourned.
So yeah, we're after setting up a support group to look after all the poor boys. But also on that, a lot of people were like buzzing for me and stuff, which is obviously lovely, I'm loving that. But also people were like, oh my God, nearly crying at the news. And I was kind of thinking, well, it's making me out to be a bit desperado. Like, I was thinking, I'm not someone in the undateables. People were acting like that and I was going, and after finding a fella and they're like, oh my God, this is like the most joyous news ever. I'm crying. I thought it would never happen. What? And I'm kind of going, I'm delighted you're delighted for me, but also at the same time, you're making it out
like they were almost too happy for you.
Almost too happy. And I'm kind of going, Jesus Christ, love.
No, but I think everyone's just buzzing. No, they'd, I told my sister and she was literally like, oh my, it was like Christmas came early.
Really?
I was like, people are so invested in your love life. I think it's because we pushed it that like you were forever single.
I should have said it to my mum first. She only found out via the pod.
Did she?
Yeah, I kind of forgot to say it to her because she kind of knew I was kind of doing a line with a fella. Yeah. And then she was like, never knew then your mum was the boyfriend.
Oh, she would have been raging, was she?
She wasn't raging. I think she kind of knew it was kind of headed
that way. Yeah, Sadie messaged me as well and was like, not me finding Kevin's boyfriend on the podcast.
But what, I'm not going to do an announcement.
And I'm not going
to... No, I feel like I want to.
Will I make t-shirts?
Also, he got me these pearls.
And they're gorgeous.
He got me these girls.
Look,
he
the
got
pearls.
Me these pearls. He said he had to get pearls for the girls. No, he got me them because when we did the magazine shoot, when the cover came out, he got me these. And then I was like, oh my God, I was like, there was no need for that. I was like, no need to get me anything. Like, also, many successes to follow. You're going to be a broke boy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Also, I can buy my own goods. Thank you very much.
No, Jose
also,
didn't get me anything. I'm going to be texting him after this raging.
I am loving the treats. I am loving being spoiled. It's nice to be spoiled, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's so funny because obviously I'm with Jose like 6 years now. So like we're way more like relaxed. And
yeah,
you're,
I know.
You're just together. So you're doing like these grand gestures of love. Like he's feeling a bit sick and Kevin like got on like Gorillas, which is like a food delivery service in London, and got him like a care package delivered. And I was like remembering back to when
so
me
nice.
And Jose were first like dating. We were doing those stuff for each other. And I came home and I was like, should we do nice things for each other again?
Me taking a photo anytime my fella does something nice for me and tagging you in it on Instagram. Anyway, when he got me the pearls, then I was like, oh, that's so nice. And he was like, yeah. And then I was like, I'll have to give you your own pearl necklace. And then he was like,
ew.
What? He was like, you don't need to. He was like, no. He was like, that's for you. Like, you did that. And he was like, you don't need to get me some back. And I was like, no. I was like a pearl necklace. And he's like. No, he's like, I don't want it.
In a sexual way.
But he didn't know what it is, God bless him, like.
Oh, he's so innocent.
He's so cute. Also, last week, I know we spoke about my dad being a bit of an ally and an icon for the queer community.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Lady Gaga's
of his
number
love
one
of
fan.
Lady Gaga, etc. And I kind of dissed my mum a small bit, in fairness to her. I was home the other night.
Basically, your mum gave out to you and you have to defend her now. That's what
happened. No, this actually happened. I was looking for outfit online because myself and PJ were hosting the main stage at Mother this weekend. Actually, by the time this comes out, we'll have done it.
We'll have done it, yeah.
Oh my God, amazing. So we can catch you up next week on it. But no outfit sorted or whatever. And obviously, because we're like hosting.
We need to look glamour.
We need to be giving glamour, whatever.
I'm going to have a panic attack. I don't have anything either.
We have nothing.
Anyway.
Anyway, my mom was like, I'll help you there. Because she was like, what are you doing on your phone there? She's like, what's she telling you about me? And I was like, I need to sort this. Anyway, she was like, what about this, right? So I didn't even know that she was taking a look on her phone. Anyway, producing a picture of RuPaul in a pink suit. Right? She goes, what about this? And I was like, what? I was like, what are you on about? And then I was like, what did you even search to come up with that? And she goes, I don't know, I just typed in. And I goes, click back. Anyway, on Google, what was search was jaw-dropping queer outfits.
Brilliant. I love it.
I couldn't stop laughing. I was love like, it.
And that's the ally we know and love.
And that's the ally we know and love. Yeah. So, ma'am, love you to bits.
She goes, anything but the purple slip. Do you know what I mean?
She wanted to make sure I wasn't.
What are we going to wear?
What are we going to wear? I'm thinking chaps, but I think it's too late in the game to get them.
That'd be hot.
Chaps. But not the ass out. I think I'd do like a speedo stitch.
I think you should do a thong, but whatever.
But I have a fella.
So?
I want to save it for him. I'm joking. No, I need to keep him on his toes.
We dress sexy for ourselves now, our fellas.
Yeah,
girls.
Oh my God.
And that's what we say, that's what we do.
And that's on what period?
And that's on period.
Right, let's get into the theme.
Let's get into the theme, okay?
Right.
Right. Okay, so the theme for this week is... Catch Flights, Not Feelings.
Alexa, play Flying the Flag by Scooch. Oh, a Eurovision boss.
Love it. For you, Eurovision 2007 UK version by Scooch from Spotify.
This is Cam.
This song made me gay.
Did it?
Also, it plays really low.
Did it?
Yeah.
Homophobia.
Get ready.
I heard applications to be a Ryanair air hostess soared when this came
when
out.
This came out. Also, everything. I just love like a theme for a Eurovision
song.
Yeah. And it really came together. We're flying the flag. Porter's gonna go nuts. Oh, Porter's gonna go nuts that we're playing
he loves
this.
This to see. Flying I only heard this song when I became friends with you.
You. I love this.
Right.
Alexa, stop.
You love the Eurovision.
I love Eurovision.
You do.
Did you watch it this year?
No.
Oh, no.
Well, I watched, like, obviously, I watched Slow-Mo. The
Slow-Mo by Chanel.
Yeah, that dance break was gorgeous.
I kind of love the UK. And there's talks now that the UK are going to host it, so I'm kind of sliving.
I think Brooke should have got to the final.
Brooke should have definitely have made
she
it to the
unreal.
Final.
She was unreal. That's rich. Now, we're there next year, obviously, with Fastlane.
That's the thing. Now, everyone's commenting Eurovision, which I love, because obviously, we'd love to do Eurovision, don't get me wrong. Are people saying we're a gimmick?
Yeah, it's kind of that.
And I'm going, I'm not just in the turkey dolly.
But we are doing a parody pop song, like.
We are a gimmick, are we?
No, we're not a gimmick. We're doing...
You look up our Wikipedia and it says gimmick.
We're doing funny professionally.
What do we have to do to get a Wikipedia?
You shouldn't just make one.
Ourselves.
Girlie, anyone listening?
Yeah, can someone who's good at English and stuff do it?
Just do a Wikipedia page.
One of the journalism girlies.
Yeah.
Who did it? Just do a Wikipedia page. And use a gorgeous picture of us.
If you're between jobs at the moment, put your time to good use. You know what I mean? Anyway, we're talking about flying because there's loads of discourse about the airports.
I'm going to write a load of rumours about you in the Wikipedia. I'm going to say stuff that's not true.
Well, you're already spreading rumours that I force my mum to do those coffee reviews on TikTok. And I don't, and she lives for them. He tweeted one day, goes, I heard PJ pours the coffee over his man's head if she gets the reviews wrong.
No, you just did that once, wasn't it? Told me you did that.
I've never poured hot coffee.
Not hot coffee, you said it was your iced coffee. Anyway.
You're so annoying. Anyway, we're talking about flying because there's loads of discourse about the airports at the moment.
Yeah, the airports are absolutely manic because...
Are they?
That's something we need to get into as well because I believe there is a hint... of conspiracy theory in there.
Because like they were like, oh, the airports are mad, and then they showed that picture, right? And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but like, then we were panicking, rocking up to the airport 3 hours early, and I had nothing to do.
Oh, I got to Dublin Airport, I went 4 hours early, right? Around the time it all started, and they were like, yeah, they're short-staffed, manic. Sailed through security in 7 minutes, the quickest ever, and I was like, there's only so long I can people watch, you know what I mean?
At least they give you free water. Do you know what I mean?
At least there's free water.
No, I have my Chili's bottle, girl. She's an eco-friendly gal.
But got there, and then I was like, is it a conspiracy theory? Because I would never buy bits at the airport, ever. Like, I would never really buy bits in duty free, especially in Dublin airport. It's a bit random, yeah, like.
I think they're just trying to make some money back after the pandemic.
I was saying that because I went in then anyway, didn't the Lalabo girlies catch me? Now, you were freaking out. Basically, I was like, I need a new scent. Because I've been kind of doing the Joe Malone the whole time. And the thing is, once you start using the scent the whole time, you start smelling it, don't you? Because you
well
get used to it.
Joe Malone, a bit middle-aged man.
And is it getting a bit like that? Now, I still do love my Oud and Bergamot, but the only thing is, I'm not sure if it's the same over here, but over in like Westfield now in England and stuff, they are absolutely flogging the Oud.
Really?
They have like stalls and they're just...
It's Oud everything.
It's Oud everything.
What
and
even is
it's
Oud?
So overpowering when it's just Oud.
What even is Oud?
I don't know.
Like, where does the scent Oud come from?
I don't know.
From?
Is it a tree?
Is it a tree, Gil?
Is it a tree?
Joe Malone. So if you're stupid. Listening, Joe. Who is Joe
who
Malone?
Who is Joe?
Who's Joe? Who's Malone?
Who are they? No, she's making a fucking fortune. I bought my friend one of the
is
small
it a boy
candles
or a girl,
for 70
or a,
quid.
Non-binary person.
I think because it's J-O, it's giving Joe from S Club 7, so I'm guessing.
And she has blonde highlights.
Blonde highlights.
Joe Malone definitely has blonde highlights, doesn't she?
Speaking of flying, and Joe from S Club 7, I saw her at the airport before.
Really?
I was booting around the gaff and I was going, Dal, you don't need to be wearing your sunnies at all. Like, who's going to stop Joe? I'd stand a greater chance of getting stopped for a pick than Joe from S Club. Do you know what I mean? Not to be rude. That's kind of rude, actually.
Anyway, you got your little Labo in the end.
Anyway, so I was booting through and I was like, oh my God, what's that scent? But prior to this, basically, a fellow I follow, Dylan, who he used to come into the gym over in London, he had put up a post. This did happen, you
stop
EJs.
Pushing this narrative. Imagine Dylan. You smelled Hose's aftershave in our house and you bought the same one as him. That's what happened.
No, I had...
And then you made up this whole story about this random
was,
person.
My shirt
Dylan.
Was already smelling of Hose's aftershave because we were doing bits in the back while you were gone away. While you were teaching your dance class, me and Jose were riding in the room.
Your fella's listening to this now?
Yeah, and I sent him a vid and he loved it. Voyeur.
Kevin's new fella is a voyeur, pass it on.
But anyway, this did happen. So he put up a post. Basically, he was like, he put up a thing on Instagram. Was like, I was on the tube this morning. This builder fella, and we know we have our construction kink.
Yeah,
builder fella.
We're really leaking. Don't tell man from the Patreon into the.
We really are.
Season.
Anyway, he was like this builder, sexy builder fella, with the plaster Paris all over him. No, is it plaster Paris?
Yeah, or like spackle. That's what they have, isn't it? Smacko.
What's that?
That's a plaster.
No, with the
paint.
What's the thing where they do the thing we spoke
pebble
about before?
Dashing.
With the pebble dash all over him. Anyway, so he was like, this builder fella kept looking over at him and he was like, or he was sat beside him, he kept looking at him. Then he was like, he got off the tube then. He thought he was like giving him the eye, you know what I mean? Kind of cruisy eyes. And then he got off and your man ran up to him and he was like, oh my God. And then the fella goes, sorry, I just have to ask you what aftershave you're wearing. It smells unreal. And anyway, that's what he put up.
Yeah.
And then I was like, babe, are you going to share the knowledge at all? Like, what? He never told us what he was wearing.
That's getting you the builder
anyway,
trade.
It was Lalabo Santal 33. And to be fair, you had told me at the start of that week, you were like, Jose has
fragrance.
This. Jose has this. But also, at the same time, like...
Now everyone has it.
No, babe, I put up a pic and I was like, oh my God, loving my new,
like...
Airport fragrance.
Yeah,
right?
Now it's the cool waters of 2022.
Is it?
Yeah. I wouldn't say dupe. It's not the dupe. It's definitely...
It's not because...
It's Davidoff Cool Waters.
No, because apparently they don't put any money into advertising.
So we think the airport is a conspiracy theory.
We think it's a small bit of a conspiracy theory. I say that though. Then I was actually flying back from Dublin, was it maybe 2 weeks ago? And the queues were disastrous.
Crazy, really?
Disastrous. Thought I was going to miss my flight. And then I thought I was being clever because top tip for you girlies. If you download the Dublin Airport app, right?
Yeah.
You can actually check the wait times in Terminal 1 and Terminal 2.
Okay.
I know the way, depending on whether you're flying with Ryanair or Aer Lingus or whatever, it will determine what terminal...
To go to.
What am I saying? Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It will tell you what terminal you're flying from.
Yeah.
But you can actually go through security in either terminal.
Oh, because they're connected.
They're actually connected, but not a lot of people know
not
this.
Not a lot of people. Now you'd be walking.
You'd be walking a fair bit, but that's the thing. Now, it was just as well Fastlane. We'd got sent a sample of it. I popped that in. Anyway, sprinted to the gate.
Yeah.
But I was queuing for hours. Now, I want to say one of the reasons as well, I feel like the queuing is such a thing, is because some people, and I say this politely, as like I do think I'm an empathetic person.
Yeah.
Some people are take stupid at the airport.
Let's talk about airport security etiquette, right?
Yeah, let's talk about, and pet peeves at the airport.
Some people were dragged up, right? It's been ages since 9/11, right?
Ages.
Ages. Learn how to put your liquids into a sealable bag and stop bringing the huge, huge Ziploc bag from the fridge that you know you're not allowed
That's for your sandwiches.
That's for the sandwiches.
For your children, for their school tour. Stop putting all your liquids into it. Also, not only that, right? You might get over that because some people might feel like they're being clever.
Yeah.
Right? It's when people rock up and the liquids is a surprise.
And they're like, have like a full thing of deodorant, a full thing of
shampoo.
You know
what I mean? And I'm going, are you for real?
I'm like, though, can we just, I know it's probably like stopping terrorism and stuff.
Yeah.
But like, can we just lift that 100ml thing? Because it's actually annoying.
But apparently they're not doing it somewhere.
What do you mean?
I think, is it Shannon they've stopped doing it?
Well, Shannon, you could go in there with two extra friends and bring them with you.
Remember the time we flew from Farran 4?
That was like a Wild West.
It was a flat Farran Ferris. No, that's the place in Cork that does the flowers. Farran 4
anyway,
in Kerry.
We flew out of someone's shed.
No, lads, honestly, it was... Didn't we go in and I burst out laughing because it was like we stepped into your aunt's living room.
Yeah, you could
And everyone was looking at us then.
You could bring whatever you want.
You could do whatever you wanted to. Also, I was wearing high-top Converse and then the fella in security goes, you're going to have to take off those boots. And I was like, have they never seen a pair of Converse in Kerry?
Yeah, but also, when I go up to the security, right? This is my thing. This is my method. So I take, as I'm approaching, put the phone away. Get off the phone, girls.
Completely.
5 minutes, right? Phone away. My backpack.
Into the jacket that's shaking off.
Yeah, into the top that you're going to put into the tray.
Exactly.
My backpack goes to the front, right, of my body.
Brilliant.
I take out the liquids, I take out my laptop.
We're well suited.
Yeah, you need to take the laptop out, right?
Yeah.
We all know that.
Yeah.
You have to bring the laptop on the trip because we're working girls.
Yeah.
But you have to take it out. And then you put your liquids on top of your laptop, wait, and then you have your bags. Then when you get there, bag on, laptop out of its case, liquids next to it in the other tray, push them through, jacket off. If you have any rings or bits, do that and then go through.
Like, it seems common knowledge, but the amount of people that kind of struggle with it.
Yeah.
And it's not like, obviously, lads, I mean, I care about old people and stuff, obviously.
Quick preface before the ageism.
I'm not just saying it's like, all the old people who are going in who aren't maybe used to flying as much or whatever. A lot of it's like the young people and I'm just kind of going, geez, are you tick in the head?
Also, if you are of a certain age, girl, apply for special assistance. It's glamour.
Oh my God, I'd be getting that.
I know, it's glamour.
Also, when you come through that metal detector or whatever, like when you're going over to the conveyor belt, then you're popping your bits back in. Take them over to the allocated area to do that.
Yeah.
Don't be doing it there.
Yeah.
Where you dragged up.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? No need to be doing that.
Now, when I do go through the security thing.
Yeah.
If it beeps,
yeah,
I'm not a drug smuggler.
Yeah,
like I put my hands up. I let you know if I was. We're friends here, girls.
Yeah,
but I think that I'm carrying heroin on my body. Do you know what I mean? You go through and it beeps. I'm like, they've caught me, and I start sweating. I go all red, and one looks at me and he's like, he has something to hide, and then they're swapping my whole body.
You do look like you'd have something to hide.
Yeah.
If I saw you coming through,
I always get stopped.
Airport security.
Do you know when you're walking through this airport and there's sometimes two security people that randomly stop
people. I hate that.
I get stopped every time. Right?
That's profiling.
Yeah. And I got, well, like, I'm really privileged. Like, I'm just a
I know, but I'm saying because you look a bit rough.
Because I look a bit rough, yeah. Profiling the Norris there. But basically, I got stopped on the way to ABBA that time. And I was like, geez, I always get stopped. I was like, does it look like I'm carrying all the drugs? And Young goes, it's not for drugs. We're checking you. It's for bombs. And then he goes, well, that's worse. And then I goes, it's because my ass is so big. It's like a weapon. And then she laughed. And we were best friends.
I'm meeting up for drinks at the weekend.
Yeah.
Is there any other airport like peeves?
Okay.
My thing is, well, that I can't fathom.
What?
And do you have worms for brains? When the gate is announced and then people are queuing.
One of my pet peeves, especially on a Ryanair flight, when like they all queue and I'm like, we're all getting on the same
plane. We're all getting on the same flight. It's also allocated seats.
Yeah.
Unallocated seats. I tweeted about this before. Couples who are flying from London to Dublin are just doing some kind of short flight and you haven't paid for the allocated seating and you're going, oh, can I sit next to my boyfriend? No, doll. You need to pay the fiver if you want to do that or the £8. I'm after getting... this extra leg room, like I've been, I don't usually pay for it, yeah, but if I'm in the emergency island and I've extra leg room, do you think I'm going to let Vincent sit down next to me with
also,
yourself?
Also, it's an hour and a half, just sit apart for an hour and a half.
Just sit apart for an hour and a half, stop being a freak.
Watch a Netflix documentary.
Get a grip on your life. You can be, you're going to be still in the same airplane.
You get really triggered by travel, so every time you come from the airport, it really triggers you, doesn't it?
I think the airport, right, can be like quite a stressful place in general.
It's also this kind of place that I feel like doesn't exist in the world. Do you know what I mean? Like, as in, like, it's like, not doesn't exist in the world, but it's like an alternate, like...
Yeah.
No rules apply. It's like I've seen Wild West a million times in the podcast, but it's like a Wild West. You know what I mean? People are drinking at 7 o'clock in the morning.
I know exactly what you mean. It's like the Bermuda Triangle or something.
Yeah, people are really like mean to each other. I remember I was running late for a flight one day and I pushed an old woman over, like. And that's not like me at all.
Because Sal's telling.
It was a mistake. I picked her up after. But I was mortified.
I know. I do find my patience does wear thin at the airport. And even on flights as well, like... on people like queuing for the gate.
Yeah.
When the plane lands, right, and you can take off your seatbelt and people get straight up.
And they jump up.
It could be a half an hour before we're getting off this flight, Ollie. They still need to bring the stairs round.
Yeah, it's
you know
mad.
What I mean? Like, were you ever on a flight?
Also,
I don't really get it.
So what I missed as well?
The fountain in Cork Airport. Do you remember the old fountain in Cork Airport in the old terminal?
And they used to have an arcade as well.
And it was like an arcade situation.
We sometimes go out there and just watch the planes take off.
Yeah, I kind of love the idea of that.
Simpler times. But my thing was, another simpler time was when you'd be going on halls and you get the sucky sweets for the plane.
The sucky sweets.
I never do that anymore.
They don't give them out anymore.
Well, they never gave them out. Your mum had to buy them, did they?
No, on some of the flights, I remember a few times when we went to Salou, we were getting the... Right, we're going to count how many times Salou's mentioned this season. I remember also the fact that we said Salou in the song, right, in Fastlane.
Yeah.
From Cork to Copenhagen, Tip to Timbuktu, Dublin to New Delhi.
And of course
Salou.
Yeah.
Was it the first time Salou was ever mentioned in a song? I want to know.
You know what I mean?
Are we putting Salou on the map? We really are. We're already putting Salou on the map, and now we're really doing it.
But don't go there.
But they don't do the sucky sweets anymore in general. Yeah. My ears get very bad on a flight.
Really, mine are grand.
How do we feel about... creatures who take their shoes off on the flight?
I do that sometimes.
Do you? I was going to say, I'd mind if you do it if you're like sexy fella and you've gorgeous feet.
Yeah, because you have the foot fetish, obviously.
In which case, pop them up my lap.
Yeah.
And I'll give them a rub and a sock.
I make sure they're not smelly.
How can you make sure of that, Dolly?
You just have a sniffy sniff on the slide.
On the flight?
No, like before you, like if say now, when I get up in the morning, I just give my shoes a quick sniff and I'm like, they'll be grand when I take them.
But then you're booting around the airport and stuff.
But like, I wouldn't.
Apparently, your feet sweat a pint of water a day. No, I don't know.
What?
Yeah, that was on the back of a penguin bear, I think, actually, so it might not be true. Sometimes I just take things as fact and I'm like, I need to Google them.
I would take them off definitely on a flight that's longer than an hour.
On the long haul flights, I understand it, because they'd be giving you the slippers and all.
Do your feet not swell on a plane? Do they not get more swollen?
I don't know. Do they?
It's so Jose's feet swell up so much. It's hilarious.
Really?
They're
huge.
Like when we flew to the Philippines.
Sasquatch.
When we flew to the Philippines, I was doubled over how swollen his feet were.
What is it? Water retention?
No, it's altitude, like.
What? Just makes your feet pure
pink? By the way, if you have a tin of Pringles, the thing in the Pringles thing swells up. It's like that.
That's air, like.
Yeah.
So what? Is this... What? I don't understand the science.
He has inflatable legs.
You actually take feet.
Yeah, I'm owning him on the pod, but...
On long-haul flights as well, you know what I love? And I've only ever been on, two when I was, flying to Asia, when I was flying back, right? I love when they come around halfway through the flight with the... with the warm towelette.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, it's as refreshing.
It's so refreshing.
As a summer shower.
It is.
Isn't it?
It's so
and
refreshing.
I remember the first time when he came out, I was kind of thinking, I saw them giving them out and I was going, do I want a damn
towel? No, I love it.
Anyway, he produced it and I was like, I might as well.
There's nothing better, actually.
I want one now. And as well, that's the thing, you know, in Dublin, when I was getting my hair cut there a few of the times, and sometimes I'd be getting the beard done.
Yeah.
And in Dublin, they offer it, you know, he always offers me, do I want the hot towel?
Hot towel.
And it is kind of gorgeous.
It's so refreshing. The thing I love about long haul flights is because you have no, like, you can't really do anything on it.
Yeah.
All you can do is watch films and drink and just
and
eat.
Switch off.
And just have it. And it's like a spa. Everyone's like, oh my God, 20 hours. Give that to me any day.
I love it because
it's a getaway.
And there's no onus. To be productive.
You don't have to be productive.
It's the one place in the world.
I can watch three films back to back.
And not feel guilty.
And sip on my vino.
And not feel guilty.
Yes, please.
Okay, on flights, right?
Yeah.
Mile High Club.
Okay.
Thoughts on it? Sign me up.
Not obviously on a Ryanair flight.
No, we would have the space. You can't swing your socks.
I can't even fit in that myself. I can't, like, it's so small.
The bathroom, no.
So small.
Tiny. Minuscule.
On a bigger one, yeah.
But what, to be doing bits with your fella or what?
Yeah, obviously. I'm not going to randomly cheat on Jose just because I'm on a flight.
I know, but I feel like because it's that idea of like the airports and flights being like...
Oh, it needs to be an air host.
But it's like no rules apply.
Okay, because you're in the air.
Now, obviously, in love with the fella, love him to bits. Yeah. Anyway. If you're listening, I love you to bits apparently. No, I do.
But you're like a giddy schoolgirl. You're
I'm
so
flustered
cute.
Now.
You're so cute.
Oh, God. Anyway. I can't remember what I was on about.
Mile High Club.
Would love to be doing bits of him, obviously. Yeah. But like before I was with my fella, I remember like thinking, you know, anytime you'd be on a flight, because the thing is, now, not to draw a stereotype and not to say like all gays are the same, or that like everyone who is an air hostess on a flight or an air host is gay.
Yeah.
But like a lot of the lads tend to be of a certain persuasion.
Yeah, a lot of them mightn't be, but like...
Mightn't be, yeah, obviously. Yeah. Like, each of their own. But they're definitely a bit queer.
Yeah, but I know a gay when I see one.
But you know what I mean? And you know, the whole fantasy of them, I don't know, like... I don't know, asking you, do you want to suck on a suite for landing? And then, you know, popping in the back.
Yeah, and it's like, it's Britney Spears toxic, like...
It's I think that's where it came from, isn't it?
That's where it came from.
Before then, no one was riding on the flights.
But also, I do think, like, it would be so hot, but then... How do you not get caught?
They definitely get caught, don't they?
You definitely
well,
get
there
caught.
Was that what's that huge porn fella? Massive, and he'd be pure like pushing down their heads.
With the I know who you are.
Tragic
about,
tattoo on the belly.
Yeah, on the belly button.
The son. What's
Aaron,
his name?
No, Austin.
Austin.
Yeah. Sugar. No.
No, that's the
that's
other fella.
Another guy.
Austin. What's his name? Steel.
Oh, don't, anyway.
Austin. What's his name?
I don't know, babe.
Anyway. But apparently, he was on a flight, and he ended up getting with one of the air hosts. But your man got caught and lost his job.
And the air host got caught and got fired.
Did you hear about
that? Yeah, I heard about that. So Mile High Club with caution, girls.
With caution.
Yeah.
It does seem a bit glamorous, especially if you're doing business class.
Because I've never flown business class, have you?
No. And the thing is, the one time I was doing the long haul. Oh, and I was mortified on business. The last time I was flying to Dublin, I was flying from London City. It's only around the corner, girls. Honestly, it's the dream. If you're ever asking me to do a gig in Dublin, I'll do it if you cover the flights and fly me from London City, because it's peak glamour.
It is glamour.
Isn't it glamour? And it's all the business lads doing it. And I was flying with British Airways, right?
BA.
BA. She's doing BA.
Bah.
Anyway, I was getting on to the flight, and I'm always, not to say it's my thing and not trying to make myself out to be a cool girl, I'm always last on.
Really?
I'm just like, what's the rush, girls?
And you just want to walk on with your sunnies.
And I just want to do it. And also, there is one thing. Oh, we keep getting fucking sidetracked. If you're going to go to the airport, obviously you want to be comfortable, girls.
Yeah.
You have to give glamour at the
you
airport.
You have to serve a look. Let's park that because we'll go into airport fashion in a second.
Airport fashion
finish
in a second.
Story.
Anyway, so I'm getting on. And that's one of the reasons I'm saying, because I typically look gorgeous
and
at the airport.
And you want to show off.
And I want to let the girls know.
And you want to show out.
That she's getting on the flight. And as well, if it's flying to Dublin, there might be a few Dublin girlies on the flight. Yeah. I can't be looking like that warmed
you
up.
You can't, no.
Anyway, so I'm getting on the flight last. Yeah. I have your... silver wheelie that you got me for my birthday.
Yeah, gosh.
PJ got me a silver wheelie because basically I had the same carry-on luggage there the last 12 years.
It was
bad
longer. For the brand, girls.
It was awful. It was actually tragic.
It was disgusting.
It was actually manky. And also rickety rack wheels. I gave it to Lorna there. Lorna Hearn. I'm shouting you out in the pod. And I'm disgracing in front of everyone. She needed it for a flight to London, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure she passed it around to everyone in Dublin Hill. Because anyway, when I got it back, there was wheels missing. The handle didn't come up fully.
I think she
and
just fucked it at the wall.
No, I found the boarding pass for another fella who lived in Dublin Hill inside this. And I was like, what the heck? I didn't get it back for months. And I was like, actually, get me a new one.
She gave it to another fella.
Anyway, so I was last on, right?
Yeah.
Last on the flight. Anyway, and the air host, no interest, boyfriend. But do I have to do that the whole time?
No,
I don't.
I presume he trusts you. Without trust, you have nothing.
Anyway, he does. Do you? I don't know. Anyway, I'm getting on the flight. Lovely looking fella. Anyway, all the first few rows were kind of free.
Oh, really?
And then he just goes, and I knew I was last night, and I goes, and your mum was like, oh, he was like, welcome on board. And I was like, hiya. And I goes, oh, he goes, they're free there. I goes, I was like, would I just, could I just pop in? I'm still holding the bag.
Holding the bag. You're Kevin's miming holding the bag.
An actor or hacker, at least. Anyway, I said, oh, I might just sit in one of those there. And he said, oh, not unless you've paid for business. He goes, that's the business rules. He goes, you have to go to your seat. I would have loved to have gone. I am flying business. And I just said, I just goes, let me check what the work have booked me on.
Brilliant.
No, they didn't, obviously. Oh, obviously. Anyway, so mortified then, because everyone heard me saying it then as well, so I had to put it down to the back.
But also, why would you fly business from Dublin to London? Like London to Dublin?
No, you wouldn't do it, would you?
You wouldn't do it.
No, some of the people who weren't, I was kind of going, oh, but it's kind of glamour.
They're all working in tech.
They're all doing, or something,
to do with ruining the planet.
Or
they're
cyber.
In oil or
yeah,
something.
It's oil. It's crypto, all oil. Or crypto.
They're doing something.
Or the new things, the NFTs.
Or like the metaverse.
But I was looking up before I was flying to Asia that time, right? When I was flying, I think I was flying into Seoul first, right?
So are you going to just talk about Asia the whole season again?
No. Okay. But
we're going to have to get you on another trip, babe.
I would love, like, if there was like a travel crowd.
We're
going to
have to put you on a long haul flight that isn't somewhere. Going to a ship. You know what I mean?
Anyway, I was going to South Korea, right? And I wanted the option of being able to fly business.
Oh.
So I looked up online, and apparently, like, sometimes, you know, because if I was working for an airline and if it wasn't full, I just give it to a nice person.
If you serve, if you look business.
If you look business, they'll give you business.
They give you business.
They're not going to pop you in your trackies. No. Do you know what I mean? But if you're given business, if you've the big glasses.
Yeah.
It, and as well, like, if you're wearing the nice scents. Also, I was being extra nice because obviously kindness goes a long way and stuff.
And so you were looking for something in return.
And I was looking for something in return, or whatever. Yeah. But no, she still didn't get business.
Anyway, let's talk about the glamour of the cabin crew.
We need to talk about, because there is an unmistakable energy exuded by, and it's not just in, you know, recent months and from frequenting airports a bit more. Frequently.
I've always seen it.
I've always seen it. I remember being captivated by air hostesses en route to a gate.
Yeah. They almost walk in slow motion, don't they?
It's like, and I don't like referencing Harry Potter too much, but you know, in the movie, when, when they were doing the, is that the Goblet of Fire? The girls.
Yeah, and the girls come in.
The girls come in, they go, ah.
And then they run.
And then they run.
And they go,
It's. I feel like air hostesses are on that level.
Bo Batten's Academy, that's what it is.
Oh, is that what they are?
Yeah.
But it's very much that, and like, it's just the uniforms, and you know, because they're always like impeccable.
And apparently, like, I feel like we have loads, that's what I was saying earlier, I feel like we have loads of cabin crew girlies listening.
Definitely.
Right? And because they'd be having time to kill between flights. But I feel like when they're doing like their training, like in school, they do like beauty lessons and stuff.
Oh, I think it's
like
actually
how to do the hair, how to do the face.
I think presentation is probably a big part of it.
Yeah.
And I think I had a few friends working for Etihad, and there's height requirements for the girls.
They're like models, are they?
They're like models. Like, it's a load of dancers end up doing it.
So is Etihad like kind of similar to Emirates?
You know, Etihad have the kind of brownie beige with the red. Now, I don't know the specific terms for this item of clothing.
When
you know,
they do the scarfy bit.
Kind of scarfy bit under, and
that
I'm like,
that is gorgeous.
It's giving Middle East, it's giving glamour.
And it's serving.
It's serving. Now, I don't know, like, where Etihad, if they're linked to Dubai or any of those kind of chaotic countries.
Don't cancel us. Yeah.
But we have to point out glamour
when
we
see
it.
Even if it might be homophobic, we don't know.
Even if it's a small bit homophobic. Yeah. We're not going to Dubai on these holidays.
My favourite thing is the Emirates.
Look, a flight.
Oh.
They knew we were recording. You have a lovely view of all the planes coming in over here.
Isn't it gorgeous?
It's kind of gorgeous.
But my favourite is the Emirates girls when they find their blogger fantasy, and you know they're Emirates girls, and then they become like Emirates influencers, and they're like,
is that what they are?
They're like 24 hours in Santorini, and they're like in the pool with their floating breakfasts, and it's like it's camp. Like,
I can definitely understand the appeal, right?
Sure, there's been a reality show about cabin crew, surely. But they need to make it like a selling sunset vibe. Like, I want them walking on
the glamour.
I want them walking to the plane. It's like, bitch, I'm a boss. I'm going to fly. I'm
there
going
needs
around
to
the
be.
World. Bye, bye, bye.
I think there's only ever been the one. Remember, was it EasyJet? And there was, but it was all about the complaints, airport complaints. And
no,
there was the one
I don't want the complaints.
And there was the one going. There was that.
I don't want.
We need glamour.
I don't want the dark side. I just want the caddy drama, and I want the glamour.
But I want it 360. I want it from the casting process for the girls.
Yeah.
I want everything. Because, like, I did at one point think, would I like to, but I've bad ears. Like, some flights I'm fine, some flights then I might as well put a needle through one ear to the other.
Really? I just get too, I think if I was a cabin crew, I'd live for the glamour vibes.
Yeah.
But then I think, I just wouldn't like to be in the air all the time.
Yeah.
Surely.
And your skin, my skin even, after
like,
a flight.
After my flight, my skin, and like, I just feel like, your
risk
of
farting on the flight as
and
well,
your risk of dying is a lot greater, I
it's
presume.
Not.
Really?
See, that's the thing, because, right, if there's people listening, right, and some people are nervous flyers, right, and I'm not really a nervous flyer, but I think it just takes one intrusive thought on a flight that will turn you into a new nervous flyer,
but
or
also,
one sound, or one noise.
I'm so sorry if you are nervous flyers, yeah. But they wreck my head the most on a flight. If I'm sitting next to someone who's afraid of flying, I just want to turn to him and go, well, get off, so, because you're wrecking my head. Because they're, like, next to me like this. I was on the flight with this one girl, right, and she was next to me, and she was literally like this.
Really?
And then she's like, do you have a paper bag? I was like, sorry, do you have a paper bag for her? And then she was like, and then she was like, no, I'm fine. I was like, it's great. And then she was like, asking, then she was like, sorry, do you mind if I sit near the front because I'm a nervous flyer and all stuff? And she had to move and there was a whole rigmarole. And then I was like, get the ferry. I just goes, doll.
Doll, get the ferry.
Get the ferry. There's alternative
Britney
means of
ferries
travel.
Are popping off every minute.
Like, they're just so annoying. And, it, like, if I'm terrified of,
if you're terrified of bats, you're not going to pop into a cave.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of a good example.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
If you're afraid
of the boogeyman, you're not going to pop underneath the beds and go hunting for him.
If I'm terrified of the water, I'm not going to dive into the pool. You know what I mean? If you're afraid of flying, just don't get on the plane.
Are they facing their fears though, and should we actually support that?
Obviously, yeah, I'm only joking, but like...
But have you ever been on a flight where you've been petrified? When I was flying to... It sounds like I'm bringing him up every minute. When I was flying to Malta with the fella...
Can we get a fella count on how many times Kevin said the fella this ep?
We flew over EasyJet.
Yeah.
Rickety rack.
Really?
Girls, rickety rack. And, you know, and I know this sounds awful, because if you are working for EasyJet and you're listening to us, we love you.
But you need to change the orange.
No, it was just, it was given middle ages.
Oh,
not
really?
Even middle ages, it was just given, retro, but rickety rack retro. Like,
as
in the sense
in
that,
like,
I was like, this plane is definitely the same plane they were using 30 odd years ago, 40 years ago.
It was giving Bakerloo line.
It was given very much Bakerloo line.
The
you
London
got it
girlies
in one.
Get it.
You got it in one.
Okay.
It was just like, it was not premium the slightest. Now, we didn't pay a premium price, so you're getting
what you pay for.
But, like, I remember when we were landing, it was very much like this.
Really? Turbulence?
It wasn't, babe, there wasn't a wind in the air. It was
really?
Like, it was just constant, like, rickety rack.
Oh.
And it was as if the plane was made of paper mache.
When I am on a plane, if I do think about it too much...
Oh, you'll get sick.
Vicky Voms
in the sick bag.
Because I'm like, we're in this metal tube.
In the air.
Flying through the air. Like, we're not supposed to be flying. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
If we were supposed to fly, we'd have had wings.
And then I also think of myself, right? And I think, right...
Isn't that mad, though? Someone just goes...
We're in the air.
No, but isn't it mad that one day someone just goes...
Let's fly.
Isn't unreal? Like, I need to get there quicker. I'm just going to... invent something that flies
and they
into
just
the
and
air.
They actually copied
the birds,
the aesthetic of a bird.
Yeah,
it's just shaped like a bird, kind of.
I think the birds are raging.
The birds are like, what's going on here,
girl?
But you know, when you think about it, right, because
the birds like, you could never be me.
I don't know what training is involved to be
a pilot,
right?
Yeah,
but like with any profession, there's the capacity for mistakes, right?
And as well, like, not if all pilots are made equal. So there's obviously, like, same
there's
way,
obviously
like,
good pilots and bad pilots.
If you're in a restaurant, there's good waiters and shit waiters. When you're on a plane, there's good pilots and bad pilots.
Or even doctors, right, who undergo years of training and whatever, reading books. And
some of them are just good at learning. They're not good at actually being a doctor.
And then some of them, or even the stress and the pressure of a situation, you know, they might make mistakes. Everyone's fallible.
Yeah,
we're all
the pilot could have had a bad day.
Could have had a bad day. And I'm thinking that, or...
she could be wrecked.
Have you ever been on a flight? And if you're a nervous flyer, just stop listening. I think they'd have had it turned off.
Yeah. We need to put a trigger warning at the beginning
trigger
of this.
Warning for the nervous flyers. Do we?
But don't get on the flight.
But but you ever think, what if the pilot seems and... achoo.
And
do you
a
know
sneeze.
What I mean? And a sneeze, but a sneeze that would go...
I feel like the planes drive themselves at these days.
Are they?
Because like all the pilots have to do is take off and then they click. I just know from the films, and they click a few buttons and then the plane drives itself like a Tesla.
Do you think?
I think so.
But But sure that anyone can do it, right?
No, because the taking off and landing is a bit when everyone can die.
That's... Oh, right. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do we feel about clapping when the plane lands?
Is it done anymore?
Everyone hates it. I love it.
See, I feel like it was the first thing. I feel like, you know, when trips abroad started to become a thing in Ireland, like the budget travel and the, you know, the package holidays started becoming a thing. I feel like it was in because for the Irish people, there was a novelty of it.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm like, do people still do it? Sometimes, like, we do a gorgeous landing and I'm nearly tempted to clap.
Yeah, like, if the, landing, I wanna go, oh. If the landing is smooth, clap, clap, round of applause.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then I'm always like, if you applied that logic to any other job, would it be hilarious? Like, imagine me getting my hair cut, then it finishes, and then we all just go... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, like, what else would be hilarious? Like, if someone, like... I suppose if you clapped in a restaurant, no one would do that either.
No one
would
clap in a restaurant, unless it was a Greek and they were smashing plates.
Yeah, but like, imagine someone,
that's very specific.
Imagine someone just delivered your meal and you all just started clapping at the table.
I feel like there would be people who would do that.
Yeah.
I do think like someone's etiquette and someone's behaviour in an airport
defines them.
Yeah, and it's kind of make or break. That's why I was actually, that was, you know,
was
I had
test.
That in my back pocket when I went to Malta with himself. I was actually like, this is going to be good.
It's make or break. Like.
It's make or break. Yeah. And like, and just like seeing how someone behaves abroad.
Yeah. And like out of their comfort zone.
Out of their comfort zone.
And it's just two of you.
And it's just two of us.
So airport.
No distractions.
Mm-hmm. Airport fashion. How do you approach it? I approach it like I want, and I've done this like for years. I want to look like an off-duty celeb.
Completely.
I want to look.
I want to look like Joe from S Club 7. I don't.
I want to look like the celeb who just had to throw on their bits and they're just popping from one tour location to the next.
Yeah.
But I'm getting on the Ryanair flight.
No, but you want to give the illusion of grandeur.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But there's a thing, because you don't want to look too dressed up.
No, mortifying.
Mortifying.
Wouldn't do it.
So I like to hit it comfy. And if you have a pair of shades, it's just like that. You need a pair of shades, right?
You need a pair of sunnies. Yeah. Regardless of whether you're going to a sunny destination or not.
Yeah.
You could be traveling to, name somewhere cold, Lapland or somewhere else better.
Alaska. Is that cold?
I think it's snowing in Alaska.
Is it?
Where else is kind of cold?
That's what Eskimos are.
Is it?
No.
In Alaska?
I don't think so. Anyone from Alaska listening?
Where else is cold? Loads of places, like. Siberia? Is that kind of cold?
I can't think of
Russia,
that.
Some parts of Russia.
It's my Achilles heel. Geography.
But if you're travelling somewhere cold, you still need to pack the sunnies, girls.
You do, yeah.
And they're not, like, don't be giving me the sunnies now.
Don't give me the Ray-Bans.
Don't be giving me Ray-Bans, girls. We've moved beyond.
No, we're beyond the Ray-Bans.
It's Victoria Beckham or nothing.
Yeah.
You're giving me Vicky B or nothing.
Vicky B or nothing. And then I do like a tracksuit in the airport, but it has to be like a cute tracksuit.
See, tracksuits do work, but you have to elevate it with the jewellery then in bits or sunnies.
Yeah. It needs, so sunnies, then you have the tracksuit, and then if you have a cute bag, so like...
And I know I've only gotten it recently, like that suitcase, but you're right.
It elevates.
The bag does elevate completely.
Now, this might be a bit of a... I do a croc in the airport.
But that's kind of glamour as well.
Is that glamour?
Yeah, I wore my Brooks one time in socks and I was kind of going, I'm kind of giving...
Nonchalance.
See, that's the thing. You want, it's a very fine line.
Yeah.
You don't want to make, like, you did make an effort. You want to look nonchalant. That's the thing. Regardless of whether you're going to France or not. I want to book in a trip to Paris. But I think I'm going to do Eurotunnel just for the vibes.
With the fella.
You know what I mean? Paris with the boy. And I'll get pics of me in the Eiffel Tower eating French food and stuff.
I can't wait to leave Visit Dublin, because then I can get loads of pics of you together.
Yeah.
And you know the way me and Jose take the good pics. So you have gorgy pics together.
Now he's actually fab at getting the pics.
Is he?
He brought the disposable on Hulls. But girls, you need
An
to tell us.
Earthy queen we stand.
He got the photos developed and they were all faked.
Because he put it through the scanner.
Is
That's
that
the
it?
When you're travelling, you can't put film through the security, so you have to ask them to take it out and test it separately, because you can't put it through the scanner because it
Are you serious right now?
That's what happens.
Come here, aren't you a wealth of knowledge, TikTok?
Well, yeah, obviously. Babe, that's how I get all my information.
I do want him to come to Ireland, right? I'm mad for him, but I don't know if we'll do Dublin. I think I want to show him, like, because we're living in London.
Yeah.
I want to give him retreat.
Oh, like.
So I'm thinking one of those kind of glass domes.
Don't do the dome.
Are they very warm?
No, do the cabin.
Cabu.
Me and Jose went there and it was gorgeous. Now, you're paying for it. You're so paying for it.
Cabu girls, if you're listening.
If you're listening, Kevin needs a swan. But Cabu, it's gorgeous. That's really? Not a swan, but like it's like we went there and it is stunning.
Cabu with a fada?
No. C-A-B-U, two daddy things above the
U. Oh, umnaut.
What?
That's what they call umnaut.
An umnaut?
I know.
Girls, you're learning loads this
month. You're learning, this is an educational podcast. Right. But my fear with bringing him to Ireland is, because I'm like, because he's gone for me, and I obviously the Irish accent is a bit of an appeal.
Yeah.
Do I want him surrounded by a load of Irish lads? That's why I'm like, seclusion.
No, but you have it locked in now.
I have it locked in, but also like, I don't know.
No, you'll be great.
Wandering ears. Do you know what I mean? And I think sometimes, like, yeah.
You'll be grand.
Yeah, it's just he's very handsome. So, you know, I'm kind of dealing with that at the moment.
They're going to eat him up, yeah. But you're handsome as well. Like,
I know.
The same level of handsome.
Right. Just for, like, clarity, I like how I look.
Yeah.
But, like I'm happy. I'm happy.
Yeah. Depending on the day.
And as well, I do grow to love myself more.
Gorgeous.
Right. But he's the type of fella who wakes up in the morning and looks the exact fucking same.
And he's just pretty.
And he's just pretty in the morning and I want to punch him in the head.
Okay.
You know, when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh. Yeah. I'm like, oh, he looks lovely. Not that I'd be sleeping with him, man. But
not before marriage, Phil.
But, you know, I wake up in the morning and I'm going, oh, he looks, and I'm going, isn't it gorgeous to look at, but also I want to go.
Yeah. I wake up and I look like I've been stung by bees and I'm allergic. My face is so swollen.
You retain a lot of water in the
in
morning.
In the face, I do. It's actually hilarious.
It's giving Nibbler from Futurama.
Jose looks gorgeous when he wakes up as well. It's so
really, it's so weird. And kind of, well, I just look. It's not even my face to be looking swollen because it's not that. I do suffer a lot from the eye crust and stuff, and also my hair to be looking like I got licked by a dog.
You look like that fox, you know, from the meme.
Yeah, the meme sitting on the chair.
Yeah, you kind of look like that.
I always kind of look hungover even when I'm not.
We don't look great in the mornings, do we?
Why is that? Well, we look great. Other times of the day.
Yeah. Okay, so the mammies are back.
Mammies are back. Well, your mam's back.
Well, my mam's back. Obviously, they do one a week. Yeah. What did we do last thing? Well, we were trying to figure it out there. My mam goes 1 week and then your mam goes
then,
the
yeah,
next.
We just alternate it, right?
Yeah. And they're busy girls.
Yeah, they're busy girls. And as well, it kind of makes sense because my mam finishes work this Friday with the schools.
Gorge.
She's going to finish, so she'll have a free schedule
and
next
she's
week.
She's going to start her hot girl summer fantasy. We love to see it. Anyway, my mam's up first. Here's the advice. Now, girlies. Not that many people are looking for advice.
No, but that's I feel like have our mams helped everyone in Ireland?
I think so. What's the equivalent to getting knighted in England, in Ireland?
Getting to rub Michael D. Higgins' dog.
When do they get to do that? Because they're national treasures, Phil and Newells. Anyway, go on, mam, you're up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Maybach, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
My question today is, how do I break the news that I am moving to London for a better life to my mum? Dear listener, well, I am basing this reply from my experience with my son's first move to London, where he thrived each year, both in person and skills. His confidence grew in each area and now he is blooming. He has also managed to keep his gentle nature and manners, which he was taught here at home. Of course, Mom is going to be apprehensive, but reassure her that you are only an hour away and can visit often, and she can also visit you. No, it is trial and error, as with everything in life. You will just try to succeed as best you can. And if it isn't for you, well, then You know there is always a place at home for you. Good luck with your adventures. And by the way, listeners, delighted to be back.
Oh, that's cute, isn't it?
Oh, news. I love my mum's voice, no voice.
And I love that she put in the flower reference, blooming like the orchids.
Yeah.
She said, you're blooming, I love that.
You can take the florist out of noodles, but that's not the saying. You can take the...
The flowers?
Flowers out of the flower? No, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Anyway.
Anyway, now, she was going on about maintained your manners.
Yeah, I'm very polite.
Yeah?
Yeah.
To who?
Everyone.
To those you don't know. To those who can get you places. I get you. I get you, I get you, I get
no,
you.
No, but I agree with my mum. Like, literally, just go for it. Your mum will understand. Like, if you're going over there for a better life and you want to chase, like, something to do with career and stuff like that, go over there. See how you get on. If you don't like it, come back.
Also, one thing, like, we've realised, like, since PJ's relocation to Dublin, like, it's literally... Now, again, sorry about, like, the air miles and stuff and the...
This whole episode about flying.
The smog and the debris.
Yeah.
Like, what is it?
I don't know. Pollution.
Pollution and stuff. Like, really sorry, but we do our bits.
Yeah.
But, like, I have friends who are living in London, but they're from Manchester, and it's, like, £120 for the train for them to get home.
Yeah.
And, like, it's hours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We see our parents... When I was living in London, I saw my mum more than my friends did because they couldn't get up north.
Also, I think sometimes, like... Especially, like, if you're living with your mum and stuff, and if you've been living with your mum your whole life, like, when you go abroad and when you move abroad, even it's the same with me and PJ, like, we make more of an effort now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's nicer because we have more to catch up on.
And I feel like you appreciate the person more because you're completely around them less.
Completely.
So I think, obviously, I was mad about my mum my whole life.
Yeah.
Our relationship even got even stronger when I moved out.
Completely. And as well, like... Also, your mom doesn't want you living your life for her to be
same,
but
yeah.
No one, everyone would just be living in the same house then their whole lives, and there wouldn't be anyone doing anything.
So, girly, in the spirit of the episode.
Also, you get to come to my spin class, so move to London, baby.
Fly, babe.
Fly, babe. Oh my God, come here. What a good question to be asked.
Yeah, and I was trying to link it, but you were trying to plug your spin class.
I wanna see you fly, fly.
Butterfly, fly away.
I also, when we were trying to pick the song, I was thinking, would Up by the Saturdays been a good one? Up, up.
But it was a very tenuous link, just because they were going up in the air.
This is the crossing at the main intersection. Up is where we go from here, find the selection.
They're not making girl groups anymore.
Where are they?
Bring back the girl groups.
Nowhere to be seen.
Bring back the graffiti dolls.
Claudia's out to get married. You see her dress.
Claudia Rose Long.
Claudia Rose Long got married. Did anyone see her dress?
Glamour.
It was the sleeving. I knew she was going to look immaculate because it's our girl, Claudia
Rose
Long.
She's giving big celeb energy, isn't she?
Has she taken the fella's surname now? Because I know her as Claudia Rose Long.
I don't. You know her more than me because she went to musical theatre school too or something. But I always have to say her full name.
I do as well. I say it as well.
But I have a couple of people like that. Like I always say Sadie Cobb. Claudia Rose Long.
I love the sleeving on her thing.
Phil Tierney.
There's a few people I say it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. She looked gorgeous. But on flying, I think it was a good episode, you know, because a lot of it we were airing our grievances.
Yeah, we were just venting, basically.
But also, flying holds a very special place in our hearts because this podcast, its origins were formulated on a flight.
On a flight.
Now, to Budapest, and it was a bit rickety-rack as well, but...
But, like, that it was. We planned it on the flight to Budapest.
We planned all of it on the flight. Also, on Patreon, if you haven't signed up yet and you were kind of contemplating whether you should or not, take a look. We're going to be giving, like, loads more content on there.
We do, like, extended things of the podcast, like extra bits.
Extra bits. Bits that we didn't... one including the main podcast is a bit riskier.
Yeah, and then also we get
they get the visual as well.
Gorge. An early release.
They also on Patreon they get an early release, so they get it the Sunday. So if you're a fan of doing like wholesome walkie bits on the Sunday and you think, oh, I'd love the pod for the Sunday.
Or if you're just allergic to the ads.
Pop on Patreon, girlies.
There we go.
Anyway, and that's clickbait. Anyway, been a pleasure.
Love it. I kind of want to go flying now.
I kind of want
to... You're sick of it though. You're flying back and forth the whole time.
Yeah, the whole time. But I kind of do love it.
The glamour.
Also, my fella, just to squeeze him in there again, I think he thinks I'm glamour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, I must fly away again.
Yeah.
Also, how cute he's coming to... I'm flying back on Monday. He's coming to meet me at Heathrow.
Why?
Because we haven't seen each other in 2 weeks.
That's peak new relationship it energy. Is. That's so peak. We just got together energy. It's so cute. It's so
cute. Yeah, but you're kind of diminishing it.
No, it's so cute, but it is. You know it is as well.
I know it is.
Like, that's not, there's no longevity in that. But, like, enjoy it now.
And you know what I do every time I fly back from Ireland? I haven't told you this. I get him like an Irish keepsake. So far, he has a keyring. He is an Irish snow globe. Now, the prices are extortionate. I don't know if
that's
it's a tradition
so
I'm going to keep
cute.
Up. And I got my teddy this time.
Oh, babe.
Teddy.
You're adorable. You're actually fucking adorable.
Yeah, but I'm also a terror.
Anyway, love you, girlies.
Love you, girlies.
Bye.
Happy Pride weekend.
Oh, because this is going to be the Monday and we're probably going to be dying.
We're probably going to be hungover.
So if you've been to Pride in Dublin, you're listening to this on the Monday and we've cured you, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Love you, girlies. Stay safe. Love you to bits.
Bye. Bye, girlies.
Bye, girlies.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.